Welcome to Like It Is, Reflections on Life in the 21st Century. Recently, I have been rereading some of Mark Twain's books, ones that I hadn't read since I was a kid. His stories include many amusing and pungent comments about life along the Mississippi in the 19th century. One of Twain's most famous books, published in 1875, was entitled The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, and was the story of a young boy growing up in a small town on the Mississippi River. Included in the story are some accounts of Tom's experience of Sunday school and some depictions of life in the local church. Mark Twain was not much of an admirer of the church. However, to be fair, not much about the life and people in those times escaped his barbs, and one has to admit that many of his observations, while aimed at provoking laughter, highlighted the foibles of human nature and the realities of the human situation. At one point in this story, Twain delights in describing how the patterns of worship in the local church were so resistant to change. The author, as narrator, supplies the observation that often the less there is to justify a traditional custom, the harder it is to get rid of it. In the context, that appears to be a criticism of the church, and it may well be, and even one that was deserved. But there is a certain truth in that sage observation that extends far beyond the church and applies to all of life. We cling to the familiar, even when our justification for doing so is not one of principle, but simply an unexamined desire to maintain the status quo. However, to be fair, surely there are things that deserve to be preserved simply because they are right. But those are not always the things that we cling to most fiercely. How important it is in life that we learn to distinguish between what is right and what is simply comfortable. Please join me each week for another segment of Like It Is.